This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. More than 150,000 customers could end up paying more for health care if Blue Cross Blue Shield and Texas Health Resources can't settle a contract dispute by January 1st. Texas Health Resources wants a 5% reimbursement increase. The hospital chain also wants to include its Southwestern Health Resources Network in negotiations. CEO Barclay Burdan told the Dallas Morning News including that network means doctors can send patients to some of the region's top specialists, and the 5% increase would fill in needed gaps in preventive and at-home care. But that increase could cost Blue Cross about $57 million, and North Texas customers and employers would end up paying more. Blue Cross members spend $1.5 billion annually on services at Texas Health facilities. That's about a third of the hospital chain's revenue. If a deal isn't reached by January 1st, more than 800 clinicians and 29 hospitals could be out of network for Blue Cross Blue Shield members. Customers would then need to switch providers or face higher costs. 18 hospitals in North Texas will get less federal funding next year. That's because patients at these hospitals and 48 others across the state are developing new infections, bed sores, and other injuries. Among the facilities that will see deductions are Parkland Health and Hospital System, JPS Health Network, UT Southwestern University Hospital, and Baylor University Medical Center. The deductions are part of a program under the Affordable Care Act to encourage hospitals to lower the high rates of patients developing new conditions during their stay. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rates facilities annually on factors such as patient complications, the need for return visits, and patient satisfaction. 769 hospitals in all across the country face these funding cuts. Texas had the biggest numeric population growth of any state this year. New estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau show the Texas population increased by almost 433,000 people from July of 2015 to July of this year. That brings the total state population to 27.8 million. Rice University demographer Steve Murdoch says rapid population growth comes with both positive and negative effects.
You're seeing increases in business activity. With that, you're seeing increases in salaries and wages. The other side of that is increased traffic. You see, you know, all kinds of public services that are being taxed by this very rapid growth.
The rate of population growth in Texas was 10th in the nation, about 1.6%. The fastest growing state was Utah, with a population increase of more than 2% over the year. But with Christmas a few days away, you may be getting your fill of holiday movies, and everyone has their favorites. Our big screen team gets into the holiday debate.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Rick Holter of KERA, filling in for Stephen Becker, who's out this week. Our topic today, holiday movies. And you know, Chris, a lot of times the best holiday movies aren't necessarily the best movies.
Yeah, I definitely like the holiday movies in which the holiday is sort of a supporting character. I mean, I think of something like It's a Wonderful Life, for instance, which I think of as this great, very powerful film about this guy facing this major crisis in his life and wondering what it would be like if he didn't exist. And then the sort of spasm of joy at the end coincides with Christmas.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
I think that's a great holiday movie.
And you could actually make an argument. You could make that movie without it being Christmas.
Absolutely.
And it still could be a really powerful movie.
Absolutely.
One movie that I've kind of rediscovered is Love Actually. Bill Nye, at the very beginning of the movie, kind of defines what makes a great holiday movie.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
That, of course, is the great Bill Nye from Love Actually, which, depending on who you're talking to, is either a great holiday movie or a great mess.
It's kind of become a perennial, though, in the last few years.
And one of the interesting things about Love Actually really is the sadness that kind of goes through it all the way. Let's take a look back at some of the classics. I think for me, in a lot of ways, Holiday Inn may be the greatest holiday movie. The idea of Bing Crosby semi-retiring to a giant Vermont farmhouse where he only puts on shows a dozen times a year. There's something that's just so appealing, all that in black and white, not to mention Irving Berlin's songs, Fred Astaire dancing, and of course this.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
So, Rick, isn't there also a bit of a minstrel show involved in this film?
Yeah, and really, it is literally the dark side of this movie. It was released in 1942, and for Lincoln's birthday, Bing, his girlfriend, and the staff at the Holiday Inn are all in blackface. It's just a shock to see that in 2016.
I think my favorite Technicolor musical Christmas movie is Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland, which also has that strain of melancholy going through it. And she sings a beautiful rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
And there's a scene in which her younger sister, the family's about to move to New York from St. Louis, and she just wreaks havoc on these snowmen. She decapitates a bunch of snowmen in the front yard, and it's actually very disturbing for this classic Hollywood musical, which I still find very endearing.
What do you think it is that links that pain to the holidays?
I think a lot of us feel that pain these days because we feel like we're supposed to feel a certain way, and there's this very commercialized and publicly presented image of what Christmas is supposed to be, and the expectations are very, very high. And it's also, for a lot of people, it's a very holy day, which brings a lot of very strong emotions and reflection. Rick, thanks so much for filling in on the big screen.
Anytime.
Next week on Morning Edition, our big screen team talks about the best movies of 2016. And the forecast, partly sunny skies, a high of 55 expected this afternoon, overnight low 42, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, fog as well, with a high of 55 again. It's 47 in Dallas, 42 degrees in Fort Worth.